Please pray with me. Gracious God, we come before you today and we've heard your word read and proclaimed, and we ask that you would open our minds and open our hearts to receive what it is you have for us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you this day and always. Amen. So how are y'all doing? Are you doing okay with all this togetherness? You haven't killed anybody. You're still speaking to each other. You don't have any twitches or spasms. Yeah, this togetherness day in and day out is hard sometimes, isn't it? Reminds me of this other group way back when they were experiencing a different kind of self-isolation. And it's the evening of the third day after the crucifixion. Mary Magdalene has come to them and told them that she saw Jesus. And they're in this room behind locked doors. Our scripture says that they were afraid. And they're wondering, what in the heck is going on? And I imagine their conversation is something like, Mary has lost it. She has totally lost it. There is no way she saw him. He is dead. Someone must have taken his body. What are we supposed to do now? And it is in that setting, with that probably a conversation similar to that, that Jesus appears to them. And he comes to them and he says, peace be with you. Those three little words. No, actually, those are four little words. Peace be with you. Yes. And it reminds them. It's a reminder of 4 days previously when they're gathered for that last Passover meal. And they're there with Jesus. And Jesus says to them, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. My peace I give to you. Do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. And he doesn't need to say that whole thing. All he has to say to them is, peace be with you. And they are taken back to that time and reminded. And so Jesus uses the different senses in order to assure and reassure the disciples. He uses, first of all, sight. He appears to them, and then he speaks to them and says, peace to you. And then he uses touch, where he shows them his side and his hands, the wounds that he experienced on that crucifixion day. He comes to show them, yes, I really am here with you. He shows them these things, and it says that they were filled with joy. He met them where they were, emotionally and spiritually and mentally. They were struggling, and he appears to them and he reassures them. I think there are times when we all have been in that same place where we're struggling with something that's going on, and we've needed that sign from God to let us know that everything is going to be okay. But as Jesus often does, he doesn't leave them there, does he? He doesn't leave them with just this comfort of, oh, you're going to be okay, just stay here in this room. No, he says, peace be with you again. And then he says, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. I can imagine they're probably thinking, what? You're going to send me out into that scary world with those scary people? I'm not equipped. I don't know what to say. I don't have anything to offer. I'm a fisherman. What? And no, I'm not going. But Jesus says, yep, you got to go. You're going. But you know what? You're not going alone. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit with you. And so he breathes on them. He breathes the Holy Spirit onto them, which not only is going to be there to comfort them, but also to guide them and empower them to do the mission that he's set before them. I think there are many times where we feel inadequate to share the gospel with people. I think there are times where we think we don't have the right stuff. We don't have the right theology. We don't know enough. What if they ask us questions we don't understand? What right do I have to impose my beliefs on others? Well, the truth is you don't. You don't have a right to impose your beliefs. That's the wrong way of looking at it. I think, though, that we do have within us a way of meeting people where they are, just as Jesus did, and opening up the avenue to have conversation. I was having a conversation with someone this week, one of our members, who was talking about how this time, this COVID quarantine time and what's going on, has really been an opportunity for her to not only deepen her own faith, but to share her faith with coworkers. And a couple of the conversations that she had, one woman expressed that, you know, God, she's always been kind of confused about what path to take with God, because she had one parent who was Catholic and one parent who was Protestant, and she had never really made a commitment or made a decision of which way to go. Another gentleman expressed that he didn't feel like he could go to God with his problems or ask for help, because it seemed like the only time he ever asked God for help was when he was in trouble, and he felt like a hypocrite, and he felt like he wasn't worthy. And she was able to listen to them and share her faith with them. She shared a video with him, and he was very visibly moved by watching this video. There was a comment from someone at work and said, "What, are we having church now?" Which, of course, you know, shows that she was taking a bit of a risk in sharing her faith. And she didn't have any special skills or knowledge or anything like that. She just brought her whole self into the conversation just as it was, just where they were, and was able to share a little bit of God and Jesus with them. She was able to do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus asked the disciples to do. In their fears, in their doubts, Jesus asked them to go out and share their faith. And that's what we're asked to do. I'm not obviously saying we need to go out right now during this COVID thing and, you know, stand on a street corner or anything like that. There may be opportunities for us to share our faith when we know that someone is struggling. There may be someone that we know that doesn't have a deep faith. Or maybe you are one of those people who are struggling with your faith right now. Maybe you need to reach out to someone that you know that has a strong faith and can maybe be there for you. Whatever it is, though, I think we are asked to have conversations, and we can have those conversations via text or email, maybe in person if we're still out in the workplace, maybe snail mail, you know, getting a little card. I've received two cards this week from people in our congregation, and I'll tell you, it really lifted my spirits. It is a wonderful thing to get that word of encouragement from people. And so that's what we're to do. That's what Jesus is asking the disciples to do. That's what Jesus asks us to do. To reach out to those who are struggling, to bring our whole selves to them, where they are at and where we are at. We are to bring our whole selves to the world. Peace be with you. Amen.